How exactly then are these benchmarks going to be measured by the United States or by the international community? Who's going in to verify, for example, that all the nuclear material has been accounted for, that they're not in fact developing some kind of a weapon? Is it U.S. officials? Is it U.S. military forces?
Well, it's going to be a combination, of course, of the United States monitoring and enforcing this thing, but also the IAEA, the organization that sort of has the expertise to ensure that that enriched stockpile is destroyed and that Iran, over the long haul, doesn't try to rebuild it.
U.S. forces might not be involved in this? Will U.S. ground troops go in to make sure that we have everything?
Well, look, Ed, we certainly talked with the Iranians about how we're going to destroy that enriched stockpile. The technical details are one of the things that we're going to work on when we start those technical talks on Friday. But absolutely, we're talking about working with the IAEA and working with the Iranians to go in and destroy that enriched stockpile of material. Whether we play an observer role or whether we play a more active role, these are the sorts of things that we'll figure out in technical talks. But what the president has made very clear is the United States will be there to confirm that that enriched stockpile of material is destroyed.
So you don't rule out that U.S. military forces might be part of ensuring this, that they may have to go in?
Well, Ed, I don't think that U.S. military forces are going to be necessary. I do think that we have some expertise on the non-military side in the destruction of nuclear material. And again, that's one of the things the president cares so much about, is ensuring they don't rebuild that enriched stockpile